continuing our conversation about water savings. And we didn't have enough time going into the break there to clarify a few things. We were talking artificial turf, and I wasn't saying that it doesn't have its place or don't install it. Yeah. But if you're looking at it thinking you're saving water, I don't think you're looking at the big picture. And what you were saying, Donna, is that the water rebate that's available through the city of Mesa doesn't apply if you're using artificial turf.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Not like we've outlined it completely. No, it's just that you wouldn't be able to qualify for the rebate if you just replaced your grass with artificial turf. What we're asking people to do is replace it with low water use plants, desert landscaping, and some trees.
And you mentioned Mesa because you're with the city of Mesa.
I am. Yeah, we didn't start there, did we? Yeah, I'm Donna with the city of Mesa.
You know, you've been on so many times, I just assume people know these things.
But yes, we're here. We did want to talk just briefly about water use at Wisely. I'm very excited to be able to share this with your listeners that we've been working really hard the last year and a half or so. We did this whole rebrand exercise. I mean, we went through doing surveys and doing all kinds of, you know, talking to people to look at what our current brand was and what we should look at to maybe modify that, and just decided that it really was a good time to get a whole new logo even. And so, you know, one of the things that I was always worried about with Water Use at Wisely, it started in Mesa, then we opened it up. We have 18 regional partners. We have, you know, Mesa, Phoenix, Scottsdale, Chandler, Glendale, and SRP, and private water companies that are all part of this campaign. What we do is we just try to pool our funds so that we can get messaging out, consistent messaging out to the public. So that's our purpose. I say we're not selling anything but the ways to save water. And one of our big strong suits is our website, wateruseitwisely.com. We have incredible resources that we've developed on there, all kinds of landscape information. But certainly, you know, we want people to do the indoor savings as well. You know, there's all kinds of things they can do indoors as well. So we've got great stuff on there. So that's been...
And Water Use It Wisely.
Yeah.
Talk about how that came together and who's behind that.
Well, it is, I tell you what, it is a lot of passionate and fierce water conservation specialists around the valley. We love getting together. We, you know, talk about ideas. So it is, like I said, people from all those different cities. There's EPCOR Water and Central Arizona Project is a member, and Arizona Department of Water Resources. But we all get together and we talk about what we want to do, what kind of messaging that we're needing to get out, making sure we're getting information together. So
there's an association of all these cities that use the water department, AMWA.
AMWA is a separate group, and so there's all the members. There's 10 valley cities that are municipalities that are members of AMWA, and AMWA has this other tremendous bank of resources, and they put out those wonderful booklets. But you know, it's funny that they put out the plants book and the Xeriscape booklets and guides and online versions of those. And Water Use It Wisely is the one that created the watering by the numbers. So that was something that we were very proud of. Landscape watering by the numbers, a guide for the Arizona desert, and both online and in a booklet form. Yeah.
If you heard our 8 o'clock hour, Sarah Maitland was in from Save a Tree, and she said she makes sure every one of her customers gets that book.
Yeah, that's always good to hear. We love that.
And you can get the physical book. You can download the PDF online, print it out. Yeah. It's not a big book, but...
Well, you know, it started out, I was sure we could make it into like a trifold brochure. It ended up being an 18-page booklet. And it's called Watering by the Numbers because, you know, water, we say it's an art and a science. There's, you know, and there's the number of gallons. There's the number of feet the water should go. There's the number of days in between. There's the number of, you know, how long do you run your clock? And so there really is a lot to just thinking of all that. But that's why we tried to break it down into real simple steps for people.
And it really starts with the soil type and identifying it, because how the water saturates the soil depends on how you set your timer and all those other numbers you were mentioning. How many days, how many gallons, how many hours when it's on.
Yeah. And I heard Sarah talking as well. Something that's really critical is that drying period in between irrigation. And that does two things. You want to get that what we call deeply and infrequently. You probably hear that mantra a lot. And we want that water to go deep into the soil, but we do want it to dry out in between the irrigations. And that does a couple things. It helps to, it does allow oxygen to come back in, which is critical for healthy roots. So we don't want the soil saturated all the time, but it also gets those roots down deep where they're better protected from the dry winds and heat and everything.
And last week we had our Yuma farmer in, does a lot of lettuce growing. He said sometimes up to 20% of their water is just to leach the salt past the root system. So there's, you know, another benefit of making sure it goes deep.
Yes.
Hard minerals get all the way past the root zone.
And it's another great reason to harvest this rainwater, because that'll wash those salts out too.